friends. Welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren.
And this is Friends with Microphones. And that's the title of the show because, well, you know, I'm tired of explaining it to you. I'm pretty sure you could figure it out by now.
You should really just let them ruminate, just soak in what that could mean.
Yeah, I'm just going to start saying, welcome back to Friends with Microphones, and it's called that because you tell me why, and just tweet it at us, I guess.
Yeah, because friends are friends, and friends also helps friends solve what I like to call mysteries.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, so as I want to know, have you seen the original movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Not the remake with
No, Gene Mr. Wilder. Depp. Gene Wilder, right?
Gene Wilder does a somersault.
Oh, gosh. I've technically seen it. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
Well, I need to refresh your memory on a particular part of that. So Charlie's parents are not well off.
Yeah.
And all of his grandparents sleep in the same bed.
Yep,
but the bed's super long, foot to foot. They fucking, right? Like, all of them? Like, I was trying to talk to Devin about this, and she got grossed out, but it wouldn't theoretically be gross, because if you think about a family tree, they're all from four different families, because they're the grandparents. None of them are blood related.
Right. Right, so...
At the very least, they must have, you know, just the good old coitus, foot to foot. And you know, like, when you high-five someone, maybe you can foot-five, you're like, great job, Jerry, you're doing a real good time there.
Wait a minute. Okay, so, sorry. Mm-hmm. So, I think, what you're bringing up is, like, I mean, the husbands and wives, like, there's two sets of husband and wife in those grandparents.
Yes.
So, I mean... They fucking, because
they gotta be fucking.
I mean, they had to make kids. That's how that works. We know that they both reproduced because both of their reproductions are present in the same household.
But I'm not saying that each set produces offspring individually. I'm saying the four of them together, just full blender style, foot to foot, foot to head, head to mouth, mouth to penis, penis to penis, penis to butt, butt to vagina. You know how it goes.
That was all of it. You got. I can't believe you actually got. Hold on. Let me double check the Wikipedia article for sex. Let me just double check for a second. Here's going to check that article. Yeah, that was all of them.
Yeah, it's also a synopsis of my new exhibit at Body World.
I'll bet. I'll fucking bet. Okay, so you're asking if they all have like an orgy together?
Well, not like frequently.
No,
I imagine
but like,
they'll need time for you know, the chafing to wear off.
And for Grandpa Joe's legs to magically work one time.
Okay, well, he'll have to just sit there, I guess.
No, he can fucking walk. Isn't he the one that can actually walk because he goes to the factory with Charlie?
He does do that.
Even though he's bedridden the whole time, and it's just like, I'm amazed that that scene isn't just three old people going, "What the fuck, Joe?" Really,
wait,
dog?
Why doesn't he work, now that you've mentioned it? Why isn't he at the factory?
Not even working, just walking, just physically
walking
around.
You know what
around.
I bet he does for a living? I bet he makes extremely long beds.
Do you think they had to build that bed themselves so that they could all lie down in the bed?
Only one of two possible explanations. Either they have constructed a monstrosity of multiple beds pushed together and destroyed, just wrecked.
Really pushing the beds together tonight, if you know what I mean.
In that family, you know how as people age beyond a certain point, they start to get shorter.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe they just don't stop. Maybe aside from Grandpa Joe, because we know he is.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've
height.
Seen that dude standing up in the factory in the other scenes. He's a normal height, tall if nothing else.
That's fair.
He's actually a relatively tall man for a guy who can't walk, apparently.
Which and a relatively tall man would invent invent relatively tall beds.
In the first place, he would need a tall bed anyway, just for himself.
What size would you call that bed? Like a foot to foot, like a double king plus foot?
I think I would call it an end to end super king, which is also the title that you get if you win two Super Bowls in a row.
Or
hey, did you watch that big game?
I was going to say, or a Texas regular.
A Texas toast bed.
Oh, man. Mentioning, to segue out of that, mentioning the old bigger game, the big
game of games.
The king of games. I heard some boys went outside and threw balls at each other.
I heard some ball boys went outside and did the ball boy thing.
Do you know that one ball boy got punched? Not punched, well, just got hit. He got they pushed him, and he fell over. And then they stopped it, and then they started again. They did that a lot.
I heard that there was one ball boy who was in the middle of calling a play, and he was like, red, 72, red, hut, ooh, ow, mommy. And he started, and like everybody was like, wow, because they have a lot of really high sensitivity mics that pick up a lot of the in-game audio. And I heard that in the middle of the game, one of them called out, ooh, mommy. And it was like, why, is he okay? Does he want his mommy?
No, he just really loves the Japanese flair for cooking. I really think that if I was on that front line, if I was there, aside from just scoping out accidentally or intentionally every other dude's package,
right,
who's on that above, behind, in front of, it's all out there,
yeah,
just for the world to see, which is I think one of my life goals is to just have all of my parts hanging out and everyone watching me and excited.
Their packages are out there for the world to see, just like when my neighbors get FedEx delivered, but they're away on vacation. And now that's my new lamp, Janet.
Yeah.
my new lamp.
What I want to know is, let's say you're on the line, right?
Yeah.
Everyone kind of goes for the same sort of playbook where it's like some numbers, a color. So it's like 32 red, 30B, 84, 6.
Or something.
Pike.
I've never
Why
actually
not?
Heard
it's
a real
just
one.
Like,
but.
I would go up to the line, I'd grab the ball, and be like, call me Ishmael. I am your father.
Different,
like just,
different things that you could yell at the line.
What are they going to do? Walk away? Lose
Heinz,
the big game?
Heinz Ketchup! Heinz Ketchup! Whoa, did he just say Heinz Ketchup?
Pineapple is an appropriate topping for pizza.
Just yell out controversial things that'll get half the team standing up and calling it offside for their team.
And exactly. It's the perfect strategy. I should be in charge of the game things.
The dress is blue and it's 2014. Oh, okay. Or whatever year the dress was relevant, because who cares anymore?
I like how you went straight to something which was both a flash in the pan and went from existing to not existing instantly, but was also the one thing I've ever seen that hit every demographic, and every single person that knew about it was mad about it for some reason.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. What's crazy is that back, like, I know we try not to date this podcast, but I think if we talk about stuff that's so far in the past, it doesn't even matter. Here's the thing about the dress. I specifically remember being like, it's this color. And I wasn't mad that other people thought it was a different color. I was mad that people said I was stupid and had bad eyes if I thought it was the color I thought it was. And I was like, what do you mean I have bad eyes? It looks like that color to a lot of people. And they're like, check the internet. That's not true. And I'm like, no, it is. A lot of people think it's this color. I don't even remember what color it is. I don't even remember what color I thought it was. I just remember at the time I was like, guys, this is super normal for people to think it's this color. Like, fuck you and your dumb eyes. Get glasses.
Do you ever wish that you could be something that's so very polarizing? Just my existence. I wish that my existence could be the new dress.
You just wish that people were so concerned with you just being alive and around that they thought about it on the internet constantly.
And not because nobody, if you think about it, nobody actually cared about the dress, but everybody cared what everybody else thought about the dress.
100%.
I'm inconsequential. It doesn't actually matter who I am. No. It matters that everyone's mad what other people think of me.
People tricked me into caring. I was like, it's blue, but I don't care. And then they were like,
you got dumb fucking eyes.
And I was like, don't say that
You have that one friend that's like, I see green.
You're just trying to be different, Derek. Like, don't fucking talk to me.
I was surprised that I actually ended up in the camp that was apparently the normal one, because you know me, I'm not.
Yeah, you're fucked up. I'll take every opportunity I can to say that.
Okay, so I'm sitting here. I look up. there's a wafting of smells from my kitchen.
Okay.
And I know we recommend music sometimes every week on this podcast sometimes. But what I need to make a food recommendation.
Okay.
Because nobody knows about this except for all the people that know about it. But you either
you
it's
can,
one of those
sorry, I'm gonna stop you. Just sort of technically you can say that about everything.
Yep. No,
nobody knows
okay.
about candles unless you know about candles. Like, yeah, dude.
I will reiterate. The only people that know about it either have never heard of it or grew up with it. And no one exists that's in the third camp.
Sorry, so you're saying people either have never heard about it or they grew up with it, but they didn't, like, find out about it when they were 20?
Oh, I did, but I
but I guess you're in the camp of never heard about it? Okay.
I had never heard about it until I found it on a YouTube thing. Anyway.
I want to hear what you're talking about.
There is a substance, and this is the weird part. You can buy this type of meal at almost every grocery store.
Okay.
Which is Japanese curry.
Ooh.
Do you know what Japanese curry is?
I'm going to have to go with no, because I didn't grow up with it, so...
But, like, don't humor me if you have heard of it, but
I've literally never heard of it. I don't think you've ever talked to me about it, so...
So there is a substance. So you know the taste of a good curry, right?
I'm aware of the
taste
of a good curry.
Now, imagine you put that at one end of a slider, and at the other end of a slider, you put gravy. Now, imagine you took that slider, and you dragged it right into the middle, and you left it there.
Oh... Oh, okay.
It's delicious.
Sorry. So, like, the taste of gravy or the texture of gravy or the both?
Both.
Holy shit.
Both, man. And guess what? They also serve it with, like, beef and carrots and peas and rice.
Japanese curry.
It's also known as brown gravy or brown curry. But you can literally
also known
if you're
as
like
brown gravy, so it
brown
is
curry.
Just gravy.
But if you want, you can quite literally walk into a 7-Eleven. There will be one of two brands there. One we call Golden Curry, and the other one will be called Glyco or Glico.
Okay.
And it will be a box about the size of an iPhone, and you'll open it up, and it will be a very waxy looking, like almost bouillon cube.
Okay.
It is incredible. Don't knock it till you tried it. It's literally one of my favorite foods.
So what do you do with it?
You just put it in water, and then it will firm up into like a gravy that also tastes like curry.
Sorry. What do you do with that once it's done?
What do you do with curry? Put it on rice? You put stuff in it?
Right. Okay. So I guess you just do... Okay.
Yeah. You could like put beef and vegetables in it, and you could pour it on rice. You can drink it. You can sacrifice your children to appease it. There's just layers to it.
So many layers, dude.
Well, you know how, like, if you destroy a horse and you take each bone and grind it up, you can make Jell-O, right? I'm sure children work just as well.
Sorry. What, though, about horse bones?
Do you not know this? That's what Jell-O
no,
made
I didn't
from,
grow up
what
with
was,
it.
Was made from. It was horse bones.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a thing in the bone which thickens stuff up.
Wow. Okay, that's just sort of a lot emotionally. I think that's like.
Hi, I'm Darren. I like to ruin things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's so just like. I mean, destroying a horse could lead to. Destroying my tummy with a delicious Jell-O, so it's such a toss-up as to how I feel about it.
Although,
bad.
If you
ever... No, hold on. I decided. I feel bad about it.
What would you do if you like took the skeleton of a horse and you suspended it in a multicolored fruity Jell-O? Like, you know, like one of those bread pans that you fold up and it looks like a weird donut.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a fully functional. It's a fully built
functional
horse
skeleton. This bitch can still ride and jump and everything.
clip-clop motherfuckers, get in here.
You can ride this motherfucker across the country if you want to. It's a sturdy horse. You can see because it's got strong bones. Don't believe me? Look at them. They're right there in front of you. They're not even covered by skin or muscles or anything stupid like that. Horse bones forever.
And that was our bit on horse bones.
I love that. I love horse bones.
Yeah. Horse bones are great.
Horse bones is my favorite.
I don't know. How are you? How's your week? I want to, because I think we hit our good crazy factor, but I want to just bring it into a nice warm hug. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I got a lot of schoolwork done today. Got a lot of not schoolwork done today. I picked up my girlfriend's anniversary present because we are celebrating 7 years on Wednesday. No, Thursday.
Dang.
Wait, which day's the 8th? I know the date. Which day's the 8th?
Is it A, Wednesday?
It's the Thursday.
B, it's a Thursday. It's okay. Well, you got it right. Congratulations, you win.
I win.
Stabbed.
I win having a good anniversary. Unless she doesn't listen to it until like Saturday, in which case it doesn't matter. Hey, babe. So I picked up her anniversary present, which I can't tell you about just in case she is on top of her podcasts and listens
to
this when it comes out. but that was exciting. And then what else did I do? Oh, this is like kind of niche, but again, I was going to tell you about this. I don't know if I'm pretty sure you've heard of Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Like, and the Humble Store. Okay, so Humble Bundle Monthly is, like, every once in a while, it's this thing that just kind of blows me away with what they're willing to give you for $12. Like,
oh, is it a hand job this time?
Monthly,
I could use one
of those. Dude, it was a sick handy right through. I had to get an HTC Vive, but it was super worth it because I got a fake hand job for sure. You asshole.
I just love how I see an opportunity to make something sexual on this podcast and I have to go for it.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just gotta just do it. Anyway, so Humble Bundle Monthly is $12 and they were like, hey, do you want Dark Souls 3? And I was like, what? That's the new one, right? And they're like, yeah, do you want it? And I was like, I do. They're like, cool, do you want the DLC we released for it? I'm like, hell yeah. And they're like, cool.
It'd be 13 nickels and a paperclip.
Well, it's like, it's $12 for a game that costs, I think it's down to 60, but still, $60. And then the DLC is 25 or 20. So it's like $80 worth of game that I'm just getting for $12. And my buddy Kenji was like, hey, you should get Dark Souls so that we can do like multiplayer stuff together. And I was like, hell yeah. I know I was gonna say, I know you don't really play video games anymore, but I was very excited by that deal.
Hey, I still appreciate a good video game. I love sleep.
Well, yeah, of course you do.
And eating. Oh man, that reminds me. Did I tell you what I did this week?
What did you do this week?
Okay, do you know when you something is so expected of you, it almost becomes a prophecy where you're like, do I fall in line with what the expectation is, or do I shirk my responsibilities? So I'm at an age when somebody would theoretically call me a millennial. I've never really been one to think about millennial or any. I don't really think of generational things at all.
I don't either. Growing up with siblings that were 15 and 13 years older than me, the generational thing never really made sense to me.
Yeah,
because I always
think it's more just people that like stuff.
I always assumed it was based specifically on like who your parents were and who you grew up with. And I was like, yeah, but that's pretty fucked up when you have siblings that are that much older. Like, they're a whole generation apart from me.
Also, aside from the baby boomers, if you think about it, there was never really any boom of babies. It's just there's a new person. There's new people born each day. There's kind of a gradient. There's not really like, you go on this shelf.
No.
But when I say the word millennial, what do most people think of?
Lazy, I'm pretty sure, is what people associate millennials with, which is unfortunate.
More concrete, more item. More...
Oh my god, you had avocado toast.
So I went to the supermarket.
Oh,
as one
yeah,
does.
Boy. I can't believe how
and,
quickly I got that.
So I was like, I almost felt dirty because I'm between the ages of 20 and 25. So I felt picking up the avocados as though every person in the store turned to face me. And you know, like that when you trigger a trap Indiana Jones style, you kind of need to put something of equal weight.
That's
back
what
in
I
its
was
place.
Just gonna say.
That's what I kind of felt happen. Because that's and so I was not going to buy avocados because I don't care. But I was walking by the superstore's like discount rack, and they're like, these avocados are 30% off. And it's like six avocados for like $1.80.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I would be. It turns out like half of them were way overripe, so I only got like three for $1.80. The other ones went in the garbage.
And avocado here is $1.80. So I mean, that's
excuse
still a
me,
killer
what?
Deal. I'm pretty sure it's like an avocado for $1.80 on the island.
Oh, you can buy for like $3. I can buy more than six avocados.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
I might be wrong.
Oh, I'm just saying what the other ones were priced at.
Totally.
Where I am, which we live in not the exact same place, so you know.
Nah.
But I was very much like, okay, I'm going to fulfill the prophecy. I'm going to draw the pentagram, place the avocado in the middle of the you know. Put some light bread, light the ceremonial candles, toast the bread on the candles, place the avocado on said toast.
So this took like a few hours.
It was a few hours. Well, I needed to find a sacrificial goat, you know.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, you know, I tried it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the hype is. It's just, it's like a really soft thing.
Oh.
That's kind of salty.
Yeah.
Because I put salt on it.
You gotta put salt and pepper and a little bit of lime juice on avocado. That's what makes it good.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I was just like, this is there. Like,
yeah.
I understand people talking about the health stuff of it, but like, just in terms of pure taste and stuff, I'm like, okay. It's one of those things. It's kind of like when you show up to an event and you're like, oh, is that it? All right.
$400. That's what we're doing here?
it's like you're paying $400 and you walk in and there's just a man with a kazoo.
And you're like, this isn't Kenny G.
And it's like, well, it's not worth free, but
I bought
I don't
tickets
understand
to Kenneth G.
Hey, don't talk smack about Kenny G.
I'm not talking smack about Kenny G. I'm saying it would be like paying four tickets to Kenny G and you walk in and it's a man with a kazoo and it's not Kenny
G. Oh, yeah.
G.
No, I would be slighted in that case. I think my millennial ways have taken up too much time. I think we're hitting a time where do you want to move on to some music recommendations?
I absolutely want to move on to some music recommendations. I'll let you go first.
No, I did last time. I'm going to make you go first this time.
Well, then I guess this is where I cut the podcast for editing, and I find out what I'm gonna recommend. Fuck.
Did you also not think of this beforehand?
Whatever, just keep recording. We'll just both look. What I'm recommending this week, and I think I want to be careful not to do two things. One, I don't want to recommend a whole artist because that could be kind of a really vague thing. Even though I recommend specific songs, it could be kind of like weirdly vague. And also that takes away material that I could recommend another time, depending on my mood.
Yeah.
For example, I will, you know, probably at some point maybe recommend different music from Jacob Collier or something like that, or a different album from whatever. But the album that I want to recommend today is one by Action Bronson that's called Mr. Wonderful. And
I don't know this.
Well, you know at least some of it because I have played some of it for you, but regardless.
Okay.
Action Bronson is just
don't
sort of
I look the fool.
And that's the first track. No, that's not. Here's the thing about Action Bronson is that he is a fantastic rapper, and it is rap and hip hop. If that's not your thing, then gosh, I just don't know what to tell you. It's pretty good music. He is just this, how do I describe him without he's an enormous white guy and with a great big beard and
great big bushy beard.
He's amazing to me because he was this five-star chef that just decided that he was going to not be in that industry as much anymore, and he was instead going to become a professional rapper. And I just like he's kind of mixed his worlds. You know, he has a cookbook.
I think I've seen it.
It's called Fuck That's Delicious.
Nope, I apparently not have seen
that. Because he says that if you watch, there's like Vice has videos of him out where he is like cooking shit and he goes like he'll take a big bite of something, swallow it down with a glass of wine and go, fuck, that's delicious. He's amazing.
I've actually seen one of those Vice videos.
Yeah, dude.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
He's a charismatic
anyway,
man.
Mr. Wonderful is an album by Action Bronson that I love dearly. It's sort of a weird, just this eclectic mix of, I don't know, you can just tell there's sort of this like thrown together at the last minute feeling. I don't really know how to properly explain it, but I love the album so much. If I had to recommend a few songs off of it specifically, definitely Brand New Car. It's the opening track, and I've always loved it a lot. There's also A Light in the Attic, which is like this weird, like, smooth jazz piano in a bar late at night vibe, but then he just, like, raps over it, and it's so glorious. Nice. And then the one that I know I've shown you is Baby Blue feat Chance the Rapper, because
that's the one.
Chance's entire verse is just like, I hope you get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor and a paper cup. Fucking just
you,
like,
that song is incredible.
He just beats the shit out of, he just like, he obliterates that person. I know the whole thing, but I won't bore you. Okay, Mr. Wonderful by Action Bronson, Brand New Car, A Light in the Attic, and Baby Blue. I love the album, and I love those tracks specifically. They're amazing.
Okay, well, I'll continue with that theme by Car Screeches hitting grandmothers now. I was really, that was a little bit lol random. I was going for a good comedy and came up short with nothing. So I just said some words in a row and hoped it made comedy. Anyway,
right.
But I was re-listening to, just because I needed music to put on in the background.
Right.
And I remember I really enjoyed the album Worlds by Porter Robinson.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's really good. And one of the weird ones is I've actually gone and listened to his discography, and I cannot get into anything else that guy makes.
Really?
It's just that one album. And specifically, it's one of those ones that you can, imagine the exact kind of EDM that would probably, like, you know how food pairs with wine? Imagine the kind of EDM that pairs with anime.
Oh.
Because
okay,
that's what
okay.
that is. And I would, on the album Worlds, I would actually, the first three tracks work really well as if you're like actively listening to it, which is Divinity, Sad Machine, and Years of War.
Oh, I love those songs. They're so good.
They work really well for active listening. And then if you like, it's one of those ones as well, if you ever just throw an album on and you don't want to actively pay attention, but you want to like clean the house and have something going in the background, really good music for that.
Huh.
Just real yum good.
That's super cool.
And if you ever want to make Japanese curry and listen to EDM, I think that would be good for you. I think that would be a good thing. Why do you look so excited in the webcam?
sorry. I just look excited because I just, something that I do during this segment, which I should maybe wait till after, but I don't, is I look through Spotify to make sure that the songs are going to be available and all that.
Yeah.
And there is an entire album of Worlds that is remixed by other people.
Oh, geez.
Which looks super cool because it's just
I need
like,
to hear that, but I'm
it's
scared
literally just the it's literally just the 12 track album. Oh wait, there's 12 tracks. That's weird. There's only 11 on the original album. Whatever. The point is that there's
no, there's 12.
Oh no, you're right.
I'm looking in a folder on my computer. At
you're
the
right.
Album.
There's 12. The album that I found right after the remixes was the commentary album. What is? I guess this is just an album of him talking about the album.
You,
that's
sounds like you found the Spotify deep web. You're on the Silk Road.
I kind of did, I guess. But like, that's fine. Sure. Fuck. So Divinity,
Sad Machine.
We'll
link some
good
things for
you. Stuff,
we'll put you together a nice selection with a good wine, a nice meaty, fun playlist of good yums.
All that good stuff. Yeah. And while you're listening to all that really good music that we're recommending for you, don't be afraid to, follow the playlist on Spotify and follow us on Twitter. We're @FriendsWithMikes. And again, if you want to find that Spotify playlist, I always post the link in the episode post whenever the new episode goes up on Facebook. So yep. You can find it there, Friends with Microphones on Facebook. And yeah, you know, we don't have Instagram because there's just no images to share, and it doesn't make any sense to have one.
Should post, each week, take the condensed version of the waveform, put a bikini on it, or maybe some like some nice Tommy Hilfiger finger, however you say that. You know,
it sounds like a shitty folk artist. Hi, I'm Tommy Hilfiger.
It's like Calvin Klein. It's one of the companies that
no,
makes.
No, it's not.
Tommy Hilfiger? Yeah, it is.
Tommy Hilfiger is my favorite country artist of all time.
Okay.
You don't sell that
see.
Good man's name.
This is a clever mocking by my good friend Deej.
Thomas Hilfigers.
It sounds like the type of underwear that Thomas the Tank Engine would wear. You can really feel the hills feeling you up with their fingers.
Oh, God. Those aren't hill
Find
fingers.
Find us on Facebook.
those aren't hill fingers. Those are wheel feelers.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, on that horribly low note, I know that they usually say it on a high note, but I'd love to end it on a terrifyingly low note that nobody likes.
I like this note.
Until... I like this note. Anyway. Until...
You thought I was going to harmonize. No.
No. I didn't. I really thought you were just going to shitpost.
That's
until
me.
Next time, my name is DJ.
And I'm Darren.
And this is Friends with Microphones. And just have a great week, okay? Just have a...
Just do it. Just have a grid... Just a grid... A good, good week.
For once, just do it.
Just do it.